Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. I feel like it's flying under the radar for some reason that this is a top five series happening this weekend in Fayetteville, but number three Mississippi State, number five Arkansas, in Fayetteville to start off the SEC campaign for the Bulldogs and the Razorbacks. Jackson Fuller from the Southwest Times Record joins us, as he has many times, to talk about Arkansas. And let's just kind of start with the elephant in the room for the Razorbacks. They've taken some early season losses this year that you wouldn't have expected. You know, you tweeted about it last week. Splitting that series with Stetson's the first time they haven't won a non-conference series in quite some time. What's the common factor for the Razorbacks in all of these early season struggles?
Yeah, hitting. It's just not the same lineup it was last year. Especially, I mean, the biggest hole is in the left side of their infield. Last year, Vahiva Aloy was the Golden Spikes winner at shortstop, and then they had a MLB draft pick Brent Iredell playing third. Man, it's just been a hole. It's like Dave Van Horn has three different guys that he's been rotating between shortstop, third, and third base, and it just feels like whoever he puts out there really struggles. It's interesting because it's like coming into the season, I think there was a lot of confidence about this lineup, and you know, some of the infielders, you had Nolan Souza, a returnee, you know, TJ Pompey, a Texas Tech transfer. Those were guys that were supposed to be really good right away. The other one's a freshman, Carson Brumbaugh, who, you know, a huge prospect, but just hasn't quite lived up to this billing at the plate. And I don't know, it feels like because some early struggles from that bottom of the lineup have just kind of snowballed, and now the rest of the lineup, there are frustrations. I mean, against Stetson, the last two games, Sunday and Monday, when you're going up against a team's supposed to be worse pitching, they only scored five runs. It's been the hitting, it's been a big problem, and Coach Van Horn hasn't been shy about it.
It's interesting looking at Arkansas stats. They have combined for doubles, triples, or whatever. Those are kind of fluky plays. But doubles and home runs combined, they have 53. State has 50 doubles. You know, never mind the home runs. So you're right. The hitting has been not what you would expect at Arkansas, but the pitching has been outstanding for the Razorback, and that's kind of what carried them to this point. 2.74 ERA and a 199 batting average against. Why is this staff so strong? Is it depth, or do they just have really good guys at the top of their rotation?
A little bit of both. I think it's primarily depth. I mean, like, they've got, I think I wrote about this yesterday, six relievers, I think, who have sub four ERAs and have pitched more than 10 innings this year. Like, if one guy struggles, all right, we'll call the next guy in there and he'll probably lock it down. It's hard to, you know, you don't usually get back-to-back relievers struggling for Arkansas. But at the top of their rotation, there's a whole lot of talent and, like, potential there. Gabe Gackle, the Friday night starter, he's been their top bullpen arm back-to-back years. Just looks a little bit different as a starter. It's not as crisp, but the stats say, you know, a 2-point something ERA, and he's 2-1 with, you know, almost double as many strikeouts as innings. And then Hunter Dietz is really the guy that, you know, if he continues where he's been pitching the last two games, they will have one of the best pitching staffs in the country. As a freshman, he kind of came in here and shut everyone down during the fall and got hurt and hasn't been able to pitch in his first two seasons of his career much. You know, a little bit of a slow start this year, but he hasn't given up an earned run in his last 13 innings. Just a huge, tall lefty, throws 98, you know. Gosh, I mean, honestly, it feels like maybe by the end of the year, he's the Friday guy, and right now he's pitching on Saturday. So it's just a loaded staff from top to bottom. But, you know, against Stetson, they had two bad innings, and that's what really, you know, with a dormant offense, that's what caused them or prevented them from winning the series.
So it's kind of a strength-on-strength matchup this weekend, because we mentioned Arkansas's pitching. Mississippi State's the leading hitting team in the conference, hitting .354. It feels like if State can get five, six runs on the board against this Arkansas team, that they got a great chance to win those games. Can Arkansas, you know, I'm always concerned when I see a team hitting under 300 before SEC play starts. Do you think Arkansas can turn things around at the plate, or are they just kind of are what they are?
They can. I mean, am I predicting they will? I'm not so sure yet. I think this weekend is a fascinating series for Arkansas. For Mississippi State, kind of nothing to lose, a road environment against a top team. Like they could get swept, and I would still feel really good about the Bulldogs' chances of getting to the College World Series. You know, this is going to be their first time playing in a hostile environment this year under a new coaching staff, some new guys. But Arkansas, I think there's a lot of pressure on the Hogs this weekend to come out and show some signs of life on offense. And, you know, to this pitching staff could be, like I said, the best in the country. You know, there's that type of potential. And if the offense wastes that type of potential this year, that's going to be a huge disappointment. You mentioned it, strength on strength. I think the biggest key for Arkansas is to get to the bullpen two times this weekend with the game tied or them leading. And if that happens, they've got a good chance at winning the series because I do think Arkansas has a better bullpen, whereas the starting pitching might be a wash. But if Mississippi State gets early leads, the Hogs are in trouble, man. They're in real trouble.
So this is State coming to Fayetteville. They haven't won a series in Fayetteville since 2007, and that's a crazy stat when you consider State's been to the College World Series in that time frame a number of times. The 2019 team went to Omaha, but they were swept by the Hogs. The 2021 team won the national title. They were swept in Starkville by Arkansas. I tend to be one of those guys, like, you know, history doesn't really matter when you're talking about evenly matched teams, especially. But why has Arkansas been able to control this series so much against Mississippi State?
I think, man, like all you said about Mississippi State and all that they've accomplished, I mean, Arkansas has done the same aside for win the big one, win the national title. And I think Bom Walker Stadium is really, you know, and Duty Noble's the same, right? I mean, it is a special place, especially on conference weekends. This past weekend against Stetson, the crowd, you know, there were some weather issues. It was cold, it was rainy. The crowd wasn't quite as electric, maybe. That's not going to be the case this week. I mean, Friday night, 6 o'clock, the basketball team's got a game kind of overlapping. I don't care. Arkansas fans are going to turn out. They're going to be loud. And I think Arkansas is just very comfortable, you know, playing inside that stadium aside from the home field advantage. The wind at Baum is something that I've never seen in other baseball stadiums before, where it swirls and, you know, it's different every single day, it feels like. I don't know. It's just a super talented program, a program that knows how to win, you know, at home and away. And when you get rowdy crowds, it makes a difference. I think it was if Arkansas played Tennessee in the Super Regional last year, and I felt like that the home crowd made a difference. Like if that series is played in Knoxville, maybe it goes a different way.
You just wrapped up talking to Coach Dave Van Horn. What was his message coming into this series?
You know, he's concerned about the offense. I think it's going to be interesting to see, are they going to risk trying guys in maybe some different positions this weekend? The one to know is Carter Rutenbaugh, a true freshman, came in as a catcher. But this Zach Stewart, a transfer from Missouri State, who's been their best left-handed power bat of the year, he tweaks his groin in Saturday's game against Stetson. So Carter Rutenbaugh replaced him in the outfield for the final two games of the series, and he was terrific. He got on base 7 times. He hit cleanup in Monday's game. But can they get him in and Stewart in the lineup? Cujillo Aloy, a guy that was all SEC last year, is playing outfield slash DH. I don't know if there's room enough for those three guys unless Dave takes a risk and puts Carter at third. We tried to get him to answer, you know, what are some positional shuffles you're thinking about? He played at coy, said, I'm not going to share that really. But that's the most interesting thing I think about this weekend for Arkansas is can Dave, or does he even try to get Rutenbaugh, Stewart, and Aloy on the in the lineup together? Now, if that happens, the defense is going to take a step back. But he was super complimentary of Brian O'Connor. Feels like this is just, you know, Virginia baseball now in the SEC with better resources, probably a more talented team than Virginia's had in a while. And the transfers that he brought over from Virginia, I mean, man, I know some of the hitters haven't quite maybe lived up to their potential, but the pitching's been dynamite.
Yeah, this should be on paper a really good series, and I think it's going to be three good games. I agree with you with the idea of the home field. Baum is such a great atmosphere up there. It could carry the Razorbacks to some wins. And you mentioned about, State could get swept and you would still have high hopes for them. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. You'd like to get one game. Getting swept on the road is just such a killer. But at the same time, I've said it earlier, like I don't know how much of history I want to take into account. I think State's the better team in this series, but I won't be surprised if the Razorbacks win it. Do you kind of see it that way, or do you think Arkansas is the better team?
Well, right now I definitely think State's the better team. Now by June, I like I said, if
Could always
Arkansas
change.
hitting turns around, I think Arkansas definitely could be the better team. I mean, if the hitting turns around, Arkansas with this pitching staff could be the best team in the country. But I'm with you. I mean, I wrote like a scouting report, kind of what to know about Mississippi State, some basic stuff there for our readers today, and I picked Mississippi State to win the series 2-1. Just I've seen every single Arkansas game in person this year except for two, and the lineup just does not feel threatening once you get past the six hole, and that's a huge, huge weakness in the SEC, because there's going to be times where your five and six hitters get on base, and you need you're in the SEC, you got to have those bottom three guys contributing, driving in runs, or setting the table for when the leadoff hitters come up and the lineup turns over. Just has not been the case this year. I know that prediction might scare you for the streak to end, but I don't know. It just feels like right now Mississippi State's playing at a national title contender level, and Arkansas is playing at a level of, hey, a good team, but maybe a two seed in a regional right now.
It's kind of interesting to hear you talk about like the bottom of the order and the struggles Arkansas is having there. The guys who batted 8 and 9 for State on Tuesday are hitting 480 and 429. So it really is a big contrast. It should be a very interesting series between these old rivals, and whoever gets the series win is going to be off and running as we go into SEC play. Jackson Fuller, Southwest Times recommend. Always appreciate your time. Talk to you again soon.
See you, Brian.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.